shot.
Let's go. For the
welcome to the League of Dreaming.
Hello, and welcome to episode 381 of the LeagueCast podcast. I'm your host, Nick Deacon Cooper. Joining me is Aiden Frost Rockarts.
Heyo.
And that's it. No Colton this week. He is busy with some stuff. But he
they ask should... like groceries.
True. I hope we don't know that information whenever that time comes. But hey, whatever, dude. Yeah, it's just gonna be us this week. He will be joining us next week, barring any unforeseen circumstances. But we got a packed show this week. It's gonna be a big end, dude.
Yeah.
Before we get into our weeks, because I actually have some pretty big news. Unlike normal. I do. It's not that big. Patch 9.11 came out, so we'll talk about that. We have a Clash update, which I'm sure most people are dying to know about. The Blue Essence Emporium is live, and got some updates to that. And then they have live patch updates, or live updates on patch 9.13, where I guess we'll talk about that later. We don't go too in-depth. Got a roundtable question. Got a bit of LCS news as it started this week. And finally, we're going to round it out with some emails. Aiden, why don't you tell us about your week?
My week? I'm not going to talk too much about stuff because I just played like some League and did some other stuff. But I want to talk about two League games I played.
Okay.
One of them was about half an hour before we started recording. And that was a game where I went 110 on Renekton and Trevor went 5-11 on Nico.
Uh-huh.
Hard inted put together.
Yep. Yep.
And our Vayne carried the game. She was a smurf, but like I've never seen someone carry the game harder. Like there was like five fights where she like 1v5 for their team, sort of thing.
That doesn't happen like, often.
That was a game where we lost triple inhibitor like two or three times.
Uh-huh.
And our main, her build was sick though. I'm not sure if you like looked at the game.
I didn't.
She had a Janna support, so she had Bork, which is pretty normal. Mm-hmm. And then she went Wit's End. So
ooh,
she can increase her healing from her Janna redemption heal, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she went into Phantom Dancer, I believe,
okay,
to reduce damage to her. And then she went Spirit Visage to increase her healing even more. And then she got Rage Blight and then Infinity Edge.
Like, so she was just like fucking lifesteal tanking their entire team.
Dude, if she got she'd get three autos off and she'd heal her entire health bar.
Holy fuck, yeah, that's wild. I bet she took Ravenous Hunter too.
I'm sure, yeah. It was a really cool build, though. I'm like, as soon as I saw her build Spirit Visage, I'm like, this girl knows what she's doing.
Yeah. That's
it's
awesome.
A really smart item. Yeah. Wow. So that was, like, a fun game. It's one of those games where it's, like, we've had a bunch of games this week. I've been playing on my Smurf with Trevor, which my Smurf is now Diamond 4, which is really cool. We had a bunch of games where it's almost like it's a curse. Like, if I play top lane and he plays mid, usually we'll do well, like, other than barring this one game. To the point where, like, I'll be, like, 7-0 in lane or I'll be a 6-0 in lane. I've been playing Tahm Kench a bunch. Mm-hmm. And our bottom will just, like, into the point where, like, it's unwinnable, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, actually a curse. And then if we play bottom, we'll play more Blitz. We'll smash our lane. And our jungle top mid will just, like, it's actually, like, it's almost funny, right? To the point, like, how hard it is. And then the one game where we both int as hard as we can, dude, we get carried. like hard carried.
Yeah, hard carried. Huh.
And then the other game I wanted to mention was on my, I think it was also on my Smurf. Also, other news, my main is now D2, 75 points, which
ooh,
is cool. Because last week I was D3, so now I'm almost D1, which is cool.
That's actually a huge jump. What the hell?
Yeah, I've actually been winning. Tahm Kench is pretty strong.
Yeah. Have you just been playing Tahm Kench on your main?
Yeah, just nonstop. Okay, gotcha. He's just pick him in anything. I feel like I need to learn like the harder matchups to do better. But anyways, the other game we played, I played Tahm Kench top. I was like 5-0 in lane or something like that. Trevor didn't have that good of a game. But once again, bottom lane loses, whatever. But the enemy support, our Draven wasn't an AD carry player, but he goes, holy fuck, their Morgana's hitting like a ton of bindings. He says that in all chat. And then Morgana goes, yeah, check my stats, right? I'm like, oh, maybe she has insane stats, right? Like, no one says that unless they have crazy stats. I look at her. She has 11 games on Morgana with, like, a 62% win rate or something like that. So it's like, and I'm like, oh, maybe it's her actual account, which is, like, a 50% win rate account. I'm like, and she's platinum, too. I was a little bit triggered by that because, like, she said it with, like, the utmost, like, confidence. Like, I have a 60% win rate. So I go, holy fuck, 62% win rate with 11 games in Platinum 2? You're actually fucking insane. So a little bit condescending, but I was a little bit triggered that, like, she was like that. I've never seen someone get so angry, like, off of, like, a little comment. Like,
was she
a little bit. She was so, dude. She went, hey, shut the fuck up. You're bad at the game. You're ugly. And I'm like, oh, that's what the fuck? And she goes, and you're also poor. I don't talk to poor people. Muted.
Okay, so far accurate.
And then, like, she just kept shit talking. She actually muted me because she didn't respond to anything I said. Jesus. But she, like, just kept shit talking me. She kept talking my appearance, my, like, financial standing.
Holy fuck, dude.
Like, it was so weird. Dude, I've never, like, getting triggered off of that, like, that's so weird. The best part was, like, the you're poor, I don't talk to poor people, muted. That was my favorite. Oh, dude.
That's really funny.
Fuck. And I wish I got queued up against her again. That would be so good. Mm-hmm. It was just funny, like, her saying that she has a crazy win rate when it's, like, I guess it's pretty good, but it's not, like, outstanding. Anyways, that was my week, though. I had some fun games.
Yeah,
that's good.
That sounds fun.
What about you?
I had some pretty, I had some high games and some real low games. I'm looking at my match history over the past 10 games. I got to D4, by the way, POG. So the race to diamond is actually officially over. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to me. Good, better luck next year, guys. I hope you can compete.
Congratulations to me
being,
in 6 games, Colton in like 15 games, and then
I'm being
me
told
in
by
17
our producer,
games.
I'm being told that our producer that I fucking lost real hard. But I ended up going 5-5, where I 0-3'd my series, then lost 2 extra games, I think, then won, I think, 3 games in a row, then lost 2, then won 2, and got to diamond, so... Just a fucking
yeah.
streak, dude. And I think with the exception of one game, every game I went negative, I lost. Every game I go positive, I win.
Hell yeah.
And I swap back to 80 carry for that portion for some reason. It just worked, I guess. But it's been real fun. It's actually fun. Like, I've come full circle where 80 carry still feels like such a shit role, but now the expectations from your team, like, of their 80 carry is so low that it doesn't even matter. It's like, if I pop off, sick. Great. If I don't pop off, that's kind of the nature of the role there, bud.
See, like, it's so weird, though. Like, I feel like 80 carry, like, my bottom lane 100% of the time determines the game. Like, way more than any other role in the game.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, a lot of the games that I played that I lost, it was, like, I didn't feel like I was getting outlaned, say for like one game where I played against 100% win rate, 80 carry and support.
Yeah.
Which is fucking wild. But otherwise it felt like, oh, I'm getting ganked and my jungler is doing things on the other side of the map.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so yeah, I mean, it is super snowbally and it does feel like the winning bot lane kind of determines how the game's played. But I feel like that's more of the strength of the support rather than the strength of the 80 carry.
That's fair. I also think it's like part of the thing is whatever bot lane wins, they're probably playing one of the 3 good 80 carries in the game, being Ezreal, Kai'Sa, or Vayne. Mm-hmm. And if you win lane with one of those 3 characters, you kind of do carry.
Yeah. It's one of those where it's like your competition is then an 80 carry that's behind, mm-hmm. and you're actually a real champion, and that's just not a matchup at all. Like, you smash that 100%. It's like, I was just going to say, 80 carry is such a weird role because I feel like it's very difficult to mechanically outplay another 80 carry who's just ahead of you.
Yeah.
But, sorry, what were you?
There's like a couple. I was just going to say, I thought it was funny the one game in your series where you lose a Swain game really hard and then you go, I'm going to play top.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was like a, fuck, this character is easy to play, but
well, no, it was okay. So the game before that, right, had a like 600,000 mastery point Riven, loses to a first time Rumble, like actually 0 points Rumble, and I was just like, all right, I'm just gonna fucking play top lane. Like, I'll just, because that's what you do. You see, like, my Tahm Kench game happened, and then I had a pretty bad bot lane. Mm-hmm. And then I swapped bot lane, and then I had a pretty bad AD carry, so then I just became an AD carry player.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun.
I think the rule of thumb for, like, ASLR listeners is, like, as long as you can play consistently in, like, 5 out of 5 games sort of thing, mm-hmm. like, at least 5 games in a row, then you can't, you can start blaming your team after that, you know what I mean? Because,
oh, absolutely.
In theory, yeah. you could have a feeder in any of your 5 roles on team, including yourself, and if you can negate yourself being one of those, then statistically, it should be one of the other 4 in 4 mm-hmm. out of, like, 4 out of your 5 games, right?
Yeah.
So as long as you're, like, more consistent than 5 games in a row sort of thing, then it might be your team.
Yeah, this was certainly not a, like, these losses that I had this week certainly felt like just shit matchmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, consistently, I'd be playing against people who were, like, D3. I think in one of these games, I played against a D2 player. That's like, hey, yeah. bud, I'm plat 1. That's not mm-hmm. supposed to happen. But, hey, we made it, fam. After all this time.
I still think matchmaking is so messed up from the beginning of the season, though. I've had absolutely. A couple games this season, though, where I've, like, played against, like, a D1 player who has a negative win rate. I'm like, I feel like those two things shouldn't go together, like, at all. Mm-hmm. Like, you shouldn't be able to be, like, the top of the top ELO and have a negative win rate.
Yeah, yeah. I can understand, like, so I think the exception is, like, 47 to 50% win rate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 47 should be the bottom. If you're losing more than, like, 53% of your games, you probably should lose, unless you have, like, a mm-hmm. tiny sample size. But losing at, like, the time, I guess losing at certain points in your climb is mm-hmm. fine. And if you lose, like, if you win every single if you win every single series, but you lose, like, the max number of games, or you, like, lose at 99 LP, but one win still gets you back in a series, like, those losses yeah. don't really matter. So I, like, that's the kind of, like, I don't know, zone. But if you're below that, it probably shouldn't be able to climb, especially not in fucking, like, low diamond.
Yeah, it's wild sometimes. Also, like, we've been having the problem of, like, some transfer accounts. I know that's been a problem on EU West for a long time of, like, hey, this person was challenger on Turkey, right? And then he transfers mm-hmm. to EU West and he plays his one placement game and gets placed, like, D2 or D1. But he's not obviously a D2 or D1 player, and then yeah. just, like, hard ints every game. I've had a couple games of that too where it's like, I look up this person. Oh, they have like 5 games on NA, and they're D3 or something like that. And I check their account. It's like, oh, they're from LAN, and they were, like, a Diamond 1 player, mm-hmm. and now they have a negative win rate on NA being D3. Like,
gotcha.
That's like that always been like a problem, though.
I thought it would have kept track of your.
So, like, it just, like, gives you one placement game to readjust your MMR. It tries to readjust it based on what it thinks you should be at on the new uh-huh. server, but usually it places you a little bit too high.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think that's a hard problem to solve, though.
It is, for sure. For sure.
Cool. Nice.
I think that's it for our weeks. So
yeah,
let's get into
long.
The... Yeah, yeah, but let's get into the patch notes where it's going to be long already.
Yeah.
Hey, so we got it's some...
9.11,
right? Or yeah, 9.11.
Cool.
We have some balance changes. I'll just run through these real quick, and then we'll get into the actual... Sure. Some hot fixes. Karthus ulti ratio is... I think they reverted a nerf, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they thought his, like, change to his ult was, like, too much, so they reverted it.
Same thing for Master Yi on his Q, reverted some of the ratio, and then fixed a bug with Vayne. Yep, and then little Demon Tristana came out. It's kind of weird that it's this part of the... Hey, you still voted for the wrong one, guys, so...
Yeah.
And actual meat and potatoes of the notes, Akali passive energy refund decreased late and her damage ratio decreased on her passive.
Hell yeah.
So that's probably fine.
I feel like she was fine before, honestly. I feel like she was the best. She was like the worst out of like all their like recent reworked characters and stuff like that. I feel like she just kind of abuses still like not very good players sometimes.
Yeah. This kind of felt like a pro like change, a pro nerf.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Amumu, they nerfed his passive. Actually, Amumu has a really high win rate, though. I was looking at it. I still think he shouldn't be nerfed because he's Amumu, and he should be able to play around that character, but oh well.
Yeah. Echo, basic attacking after E no longer is delayed due to animation, which is real nice. I felt real bad.
Yeah. Galio's W base damage is decreased, the damage ratio is increased, and the E damage is decreased. So that's some changes to Galio. Yeah. They trying to push him out of support? Yeah, they're trying to push him out of support, I guess, and back into mid.
Yeah. But he was already, like, pretty bad mid, like, at least currently.
Yeah, so. Yeah, he hasn't been a mid meta for, like, a year and a bit, I guess.
It's been a while. Gragas, base health growth and attack damage is all increased. I do not long for the days when Gragas is fucking Pikmin.
Yeah, I feel like he's even strong right now. He's, like, one of the... him and Evelynn are the two really good AP jungles, and I feel like he builds a lot of AP when he jungles. Like, Morello, Leandres, you build, like, a ton of AP on him.
Yeah.
Janna, W cooldown now scales, base damage decrease late, E cooldown now decrease with Janna's CCs. When Janna CCs enemies, cooldown decreased early, increased late, shield increased. So let's break that down. So her shield now has a shorter cooldown early, but longer late, but it gets decreased by 20% when you hit someone with a knockup. That's kind of cool.
Or slow.
Yeah, that's really nice, actually.
Yeah.
I like that change.
Yeah, I guess adding some interactivity with Janna late game as opposed to I'm just going to shield and ulti.
I'm sure it's hard to figure out, too, how to add interactivity into a shield bot's character.
Yeah, yeah, especially when it's, like, entrenched as Janna in that role. So, yeah, it's really... I think that's a good change. Jace, Q base damage is decreased late, and the damage ratio has also been decreased, so... I don't think that's why he's picked as for his late game damage, but I guess it's a good start.
This Karthus change got reverted, right? No, the base damage didn't get reverted though.
No, yeah, but the ratio did.
Yeah, so the base damage on Karthus's R got nerfed by 50 at all ranks, but they kept the ratio the same after the change.
Mastery bonus attack speed at level 1 removed, and then they reverted the Alpha Strike change that we talked about, so. Has 8% less bonus attack speed at level 1.
Hell yeah. Rammus, basic attack damage flattened. R damage ratio decreased.
Warwick, Q healing is increased late.
That's interesting. They still have they fixed the loud death sound yet?
I don't think so, but I haven't experienced that.
Yeah, I haven't really played with many Warwicks. Yeah. Yumi, Q range indicator brightened. Sorry, Q range indicator brightness adjusted. W now gives assists when she first attaches. E movement speed decay flattened. Lots of bug fixes. Yeah, I'm sure she has a ton of bug fixes.
Oh, absolutely. But
I feel like she's pretty decent right now.
Yeah, I'm honestly probably too strong.
Like she's sitting at a 45% win rate, but I feel like that's not right.
I think it's like as people learn how to develop a better comp with her. Because she's super teammate reliant. Like, if you get on an Aatrox, it's way different from like an Urgot, for instance,
or even like how they like work with her, like walking forward for Qs and stuff. Like, people don't know that they have to do that.
Yes, please. I've played too many. I've not played more than like 6 Yuumi games, but I've already had too many experiences of like if Yuumi is attached to you, you need to like walk forward or walk backward or walk left. Like, she's not a character if you are attached to someone who doesn't know that they are in control.
Yeah.
It feels so bad when I throw out a Q and I see my AD carry just like do nothing. Just sit there.
Or if they walk back and shorten the range of it.
Yeah. It's just like walk forward, please. I'll win this lane for us. Please. Also, take cut down on this champ because it's OP.
Yeah.
But that's fun. Zach, Q slow is decreased. The cooldown is increased. W max health damage now scales with AP, and his ultimate is reverted. No longer do we have the kidnapping. We now have the bounty boy back.
Reddit told me that he's going to be awful if they don't make more changes. But I think he's actually really good. I played with him a couple days ago.
Yeah, I mean his ulti definitely seems better. Right, it's just better. Although I think. It's less fun, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I've heard lots of complaints about like his Q has to change in some way. Because that's the problem with ability is his Q. So
yeah, it's a big, it can either be a really shit ability or a crazy ability. Like if they're max range and you like yank them, like
yeah,
I don't know.
So
it's weird.
I don't know either. But people are happy for now.
For all of our listeners, the Challenger Recall is now in the game. So if you're currently Challenger, if you recall, you get a gold recall. Congrats to all of our listeners.
Rainbow Fluffed. There's an icon, I guess, that's still available for purchase.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then lots of bug fixes.
Oh, do you see the Draven bug fix? That's a huge nerf.
No.
R wasn't like decreasing in damage when units were hit.
Oh.
That's like a nerf that like can easily reduce a character's win rate by like a percent though. Like,
huh. Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if it dropped more than that. That seems like a huge change.
Has you throw it
dropped
in,
to
like
40%?
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's doing full damage to everyone in fights.
that's yikes. And then yeah, Little Demon Tristan is out along with Chromas. The Chromas actually look really good.
Yeah, they do.
I think they've done a fantastic job. We've come a long way from the fucking Fizz Chromas.
Piss yellow Fizz, yeah.
yeah. Clash. Aiden, why don't you tell us about the Clash update?
So it's still not ready is pretty well what they've come up with. it sounds like they're planning on doing more regional testing within the next couple of months sort of thing, though. It sounds like they've identified ways to potentially solve it. So the problem was that they couldn't launch like however many thousand games at the same time, right? They just couldn't do that with their servers, right? You couldn't start up all those games. So what now they're doing is like they're launching them within intervals. So like you can like start your game anytime within like a half an hour window or something like that. So it won't be all the games trying to launch at the exact same minute.
Gotcha.
So they're going to probably try that in a couple months. I'm sure it will be on like PBE or something like that to test first, then probably regional tests and whatever like that. So hopefully we get it. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's something that League's missing. There are a lot of like amateur tournaments to try to set that up, but you know, if you get first place, you only get 60%. No, that'll be fun. I for one, I think they would be in a much worse spot if they released an unfinished, like, poor product. So even though it's a meme that, like, it'll never happen, like, we'll never get Clash, it's probably better that they're taking their time.
Yeah, probably.
But we've talked about that before. Yeah, so next up is... Oh, the Blue Essence Shop. Hey, Blue Essence Shop is there. And I wish there was some way to sort by Blue Essence price.
So Reddit currently has the hard-on of... Riot purposely doesn't add that because they don't even want you to like buy items with Blue Essence because they don't make any money from it. I feel like they just, I don't know, they don't want to like invest the time to create that, I guess. Like, even though it's probably super easy to do, I feel like it's not a priority. I don't think it's marketing to like go, we're going to make it harder for them to get their Blue Essence skins. Like,
I mean, it could be, right? That is a possibility. Yeah. However, this is around once every 6 months for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
they're not gonna dump like resources into that. Plus, if they like plain and simple, if they wanted, like, if they were greedy and just wanted money, no Hextech Crafting and no Blue Essence Emporium.
Yeah, they
just straight up, why would they offer that?
I don't know. I definitely feel like it wouldn't take very long for them to do it. Not that I'm like a professional programmer, but like it seems like it's a non-issue. Like, yeah, I had to scroll through for like a little bit longer than I normally would. Oh no.
But that's like not problematic at all. Like, no. I guess. But there are a lot of really high quality like skin chromas that were on sale. I think all of the ones from the past year. There are some from the last Blue Essence Emporium that aren't available.
They do them in like shifts right now. So like all the chromas that came out from now until the next Emporium won't be available in the next one, but they'll be available in the one after that.
Gotcha.
And all the ones that are currently available won't be available in the next one, but they'll be available in the one after that. So they like rotate on and off.
Oh, okay.
So every year you'll at least be able to get them.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So make sure you check that out if you got some extra lying around. And then we have a new way of kind of hanging out with Riot and learning more about how they approach patch notes. For patch 9.13, they are like completely tearing back the curtain and kind of like showing us exactly what goes into every single like patch notes that they do, patch that they do.
Mm-hmm. So they have like a bunch of their like chats, like from their in client, like their Slack client and stuff like mm-hmm. that, of like, hey, here's a great example. John Frank at 6:07, he goes, Irelia base magic resist 32 to 26, and then someone goes, I think we're gonna ram ourselves into a wall here, but I'm down to try it. And then Jat goes, not a huge fan of this. Ori only sits at 26 magic resist because her E gives MR. This would put Irelia at the lowest base MR in the game outside of Yuumi. Plus, I generally think that base stats nerf low more than high, so would prefer some type of mechanic change, although it's not hard to do it with a bucket. Would rather see us lower her MR to 30 and look to reduce her MR per level if we could do go the MR route. It's like conversations like that they're kind of like showing us, which I think is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super, super cool. So I'm actually really excited to see how this goes.
Yeah, it's not very organized very well. It's like, no. The way they're doing it is they're compiling tweets from all the balance designers are just tweeting out stuff every single day, and this is like a feed of all their tweets, kind of. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a little bit confusing where some of the conversations go and stuff like that, but it's still really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be really exciting to see how that turns out. Let's get into the round table.
Hell yeah. So last week's question was, what feature would you like to have accessible to you while viewing LCS games? We had some pretty interesting answers, but our listeners also did. Mm-hmm. Proto said, I think it'd be a nice feature to listen to the things that players say over their headsets while listening. For example, some of the compilations, I know that G2 says a lot of funny mm-hmm. stuff when they're playing. It would be nice to witness that firsthand. Yeah, a lot of our answers this week were like kind of looking for like comms or like in client spectators and stuff like that, and I feel like they're all really, really strong ideas. Just figure out the logistics of it, right? You obviously mm-hmm. wouldn't want I guess like I feel like there are players who wouldn't want all that stuff, I guess, out there, right?
Yeah, maybe it's something that they have available after, like, oh, but even then like comms is something that's a little difficult because it's going to get used by other teams, and
yeah.
If you have someone dedicated to just listening to like how TSM does their comms, then you kind of know. It's almost revealing too much information, I feel like.
Also, then you can't talk about anything like outside of the game strategy wise, right? Yeah. In your comms, if you go like, "Oh fuck, we really should have picked," insert our super crazy pick that no one knows about, right? Mm-hmm. You can't say stuff like that.
Even when you're smashing, like, you tend to be way more laid back, talking about the game less, and then just like, I don't know, hey, we're going to shit on these kids. That's probably not a good look for a professional Riot product.
Yeah, I think it would be really cool, though, if there was mm-hmm. some sort of way to figure that out.
Oh, absolutely.
Judah on our Facebook said to be able to spectate games from the LOL client. I think that would be awesome. Be able to like That'd move the camera sick. Around yourself. I mm-hmm. feel like that's not that hard to do. I feel like you can do that in Dota, right?
I believe so. I believe you can actually, from the Dota client, you can select commentators as well. Uh-huh. And then kind of have the choice of direct camera in the game, follow along with like the actual cameraman or your own like personal thing.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Brandon said it'd be cool to be able to move the camera around the map and watch specifically what you wanted. Alex said more player comm highlights. I feel like, yeah, when they had the I feel like, so they had those series, like, I don't know what they were called. Riot had them, like, they were like a mic check,
that was it.
I do think that now the teams own their comms, though, mm-hmm. like with some sort of deal to like make content and stuff like that. So I think that's why Riot currently doesn't do it. But that being said, I wish all the teams like made those comm highlights. I know TSM makes them. I know G2 makes them. It'd be cool if all the teams like really put more content creation out there.
Mm-hmm.
From our Discord, Maka said, I'd love to see a player cam, which also shows you what inputs the players are making. It'd be cool to see what pro players are doing at what time. It'd also be a great tool for vid reviews. Yeah, like having some sort of like, even not even like a hand cam, but like, inputs, an input cam, like a virtual keyboard, seeing what they're hitting.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool.
A lot of streamers do that, and it's super cool.
I love that for Melee. That's like my favorite thing.
When they have, like, it's the so much. Yeah, it's insane to watch that.
Yeah. What the hay said, to kind of try and jerk myself off a little bit. He said, Aiden's idea is really sick. My idea was the, like, being able to instance games, like, so, like, the double if.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like having Lucian play moments. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you try to play them out yourself sort of thing. He said he thinks that, he doesn't think it's actually that hard for them to do if they were able to get Chrono Break, which is their, like, game. So if the game crashes, they can Chrono Break back to a point and put everyone back in the game at that point. So he said if they can get that, like, working for, like, everyone, it'd be really, really cool to have it work. So he said Chrono Break already exists, so they can easily get the game files from a specific moment. Yeah, I just don't know how, like, widely available that would be, but that would be awesome if, like, they could get Chrono Break working for, like, people to just try stuff out.
Yeah, the only thing is, like, I'm not sure if they still have the game files from, like, the Faker play versus Ryu. Like, do they have that game saved? Like, as a dot raffle?
But even as the future, right? Like,
they'd have to be like, hey, going forward, we're going to take the most iconic play every week and let you play it.
That'd be so fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, you charge, like, hey, we're going to charge you $15. It's going to come with Pro View, but you'll get a chance to live the, like, moment that was voted most iconic, like, on Twitter or whatever. That'd be sick.
And then Anime Filler Episode said, I'd like a feature that includes a player's mental after their after they see their professional teammates just straight feeding, like they do. Do they try to think of ways to overcome that deficit win, or are they just tilted like 95% of the league community? Do you know if Pro View has, like, the individual player face cam for the entire time? Because they obviously have those face cams.
I don't think they have the face cam.
That'd be pretty cool, though, if you could see their face cam the entire time. Mm-hmm. Like, I would like to see Bjergsen when his bot lane, like, dies, like, in a 2v2, right?
Yeah, actually, I don't know. I thought... maybe it does. I'm not sure if it's, like, an LCS-specific thing, but the double if triple, where he lets Zven live for, like, 2 seconds, it definitely featured his face, because he was laughing afterward, or smirking, or something.
That'd be cool, because, like, not much you can, like, take, negative away from that either. It's just, like, a face cam. And it's already on them anyways that could be used, so.
So, actually, question, do you think it's, I think there's only been, like, one actual, like, rage quit from a game. Not, like, at the end, but, like, during the game.
Mm-hmm.
At least for competitive league that I know of. Are you more surprised that it's happened, period, or more surprised that it hasn't happened more?
I'm more surprised it hasn't happened more.
Okay, because that's what I was thinking. It was like, you see your professional teammates feeding, and you're just like, this game's over. Like, let's just leave.
It's happened, like, more than, like, you mean, like, actually in the middle of the game. I know it's happened, like, a bunch at the end of the game, like, where someone, like, FFs as their Nexus being destroyed because they're, like, annoyed and it's just habit.
Yeah,
but, like, yeah, I'm surprised that hasn't happened more.
No. It's just, like, we're 30 minutes in. We're down 15 kills to, like, G2. And we're a relegation team? Like, let's just move on.
Let's move on to a new career.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually interesting. Also, I was thinking about relegations a couple days ago now that we were franchising. Mm-hmm. Not that it's a very good example right now because Under Thieves still sucks, but I'm so glad we have franchising and the fact that Under Thieves went from being a second place team in NA to one split later, like 6 months later, being
the worst
in relegation territory, right?
Yeah.
Which, that's insane to me. So, like, I am happy that there is some sort of, like stability in the industry.
Uh-huh. And I do think it's nice that they included, like, hey, we'll still kick you out and take your money if you don't, like, attempt to make changes.
Yeah.
So,
that's good. Did you also see Travis Gafford's... he ranked the LCS teams by salary divided by number of wins.
Oh, I did not.
Let me try to... we'll talk about that in our LCS section.
That's super interesting.
This week's roundtable question, though, is Riot has decided that all summoner spells, aside from Flash and Teleport, are awful, so they've decided to rework the others in a way that's so broken that you just don't take Flash all the time. What do you what do they do to the summoner spells? Nick. This is from Victor, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, Victor. I'm gonna say, so clarity sucks, right?
Yeah,
but the word clarity kind of, like, almost seems lost, you know? Like, maybe I'm thinking right? Clarity, mm-hmm. like a cleanse sort of thing.
Okay.
It not only does it like not only does it cleanse you of all CC, it also prevents the next one.
Hmm.
We're trying to make these busted, right?
Yeah.
That's busted. It is an Olaf ulti and a Banshees.
Do you remember the change they were going to do Barrier a couple like years ago?
No.
Where it was going to have like an AoE shockwave outward, like to like push enemies away from you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and but huh. like then tanks were just taking it and they would engage with it. Oh, you said it's another CC.
Yeah, I do remember that. They're like, fuck, okay, we can't do this.
So like mine, I also want to go with Clarity. I want to balance mine. So mine's still OP. It's definitely OP, but like, what if Clarity just gave you like infinite mana for like 10 seconds or something like that?
Ooh, like you didn't have mana cost during that time?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, that sounds kind of like an old presence of mind, like sort of thing.
Yeah. I feel like that wouldn't be a bad, like, so that's like a more of a balanced version. Like, of course you can make it insane. Like you use it as like 30 seconds or something like that and your CDs are reduced or whatever. Like, yeah. That would be my way to make it broken. But like as an actual balanced spell, I think making it like 10, 15 seconds of like no mana cost is actually kind of balanced. I guess like it's less balanced. It's like still kind of weak because a lot of characters don't have like a lot like high mana cost anymore in this game compared to like earlier seasons. But I could still see it being really, really good.
So I'm gonna run with that, right? What if it's like your next, when you press it, right, you get this window where actually using abilities and hitting champions with it refunds the mana cost of the ability.
Ooh.
So suddenly it becomes this like, I need to go aggro to restore my mana.
That'd be pretty cool.
It'd be fucking awful to play against, but it'd be real fun to play. You're like, I finally ran him out of mana. Oh, he's got clarity.
Like, I feel like they wanted to make it broken. It would have to do something like, gives you 100% mana back and 50% of the damage is like restored as health or something like that.
Oh, absolutely. It'd have to be something busted like that.
Yeah. But I feel like that'd be a fun spell to use. It wouldn't be like good, but it would be good. It would be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can hit us up on our Facebook page at LeagueCast, send us an email, mail@leaguecastpodcast.com, or come into our Discord and post in our roundtable section and answer that question by Victor. It's pretty fun.
Hell yeah. Let's do a cheese pick. I got something real quick.
What do you
have?
I feel
like we've forgotten about. So Colton wanted us to do Conqueror Elise top. Ooh. But you know what I say to that? No.
just
instead,
no.
Instead, I'm going to say, you're going to play Lucian top lane, right?
Okay.
That's not really that cheesy. Mm. What I'm saying is you're going to go Klepto.
Okay.
Because that's kind of wild. It works with this passive. You proc it twice. I know we've mentioned it, but I think that was in the bot lane previously. But there's a lot of like real strong melee characters in the top lane. However, none of them are going to bully Lucian out of lane. Like, he's going to get bursted, absolutely, but he's not going to lose a trade. And then you're just going to snowball even harder with that lead with Klepto. You can take like flash TP. You're going to go super safe. You can even go, I'd even consider going like a cheesy blue build, like with a tier. Get a Freezy Fist, an Essence Reaver, get all that mana back. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That's actually not bad, I think. I think that's playable.
I think it's certainly, you pick it into any tank, you win the game, 100%.
Like, there's a reason why Vayne top's, like, playable right now, right? Mm-hmm. Because she doesn't get completely decimated because there's so many, like, melee characters right now that she can kind of just, like, farm up. So I feel like, he could also do that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's playable.
Yeah. Nice.
Cool.
So LCS, Travis LCS. Gafford.
I found it. So the way that it's ranked is it's their team salary payroll compared to their spring wins, right?
So this is only for players and coaches, I guess?
It says their orgs team pay. I think it's just their players and coaches. Maybe it might even only be their players, actually.
Gotcha. You already know. Can I guess?
Yes. So like you have to think of like it's compared to the number of wins, right? So it's
So I, my first guess would be like Echo Fox.
Echo Fox is 3.
3. Okay. I'm trying to remember who's in. This is for last split, right?
This is for last split. Yes.
Okay. Cloud9.
Cloud9 is number one because they have obviously the most budget roster with two like yeah. academy players, right?
Two rookie academy players, yeah.
Yeah, and like a ton of wins, right? So yeah, they're number one.
I definitely thought Echo Fox would have been up there because they don't have a ton of like super high name.
I mean,
players.
They're number three still, right? So it's not that bad. Yeah,
I guess so. Number two. So I'm going to say, all right, I'm going to work from the bottom. 100 Thieves. Okay.
100 Thieves is number 10.
I'm going to say number 9. Oh, man. This is tough because the biggest wild card is Team Liquid and TSM. Because mm-hmm. they win a lot of games, but they probably spend the most on their roster.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 and 5, Team Liquid, TSM.
I want to tell you where those teams are instead. I think that's probably the best.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
TSM's 2.
Oh, okay. That's actually surprising.
So the reason they think is that a lot of their players are still like into like old salaries from like long contracts and stuff like that. So people like Bjergsen aren't making like $1 million a year, right? They're probably making like a more reasonable amount. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the same thing as Sneaky, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you said Team Liquid is 8th. Ooh, they're spending the most by like any team.
Yeah, I knew that. It was like hard to place them.
Apparently, like what he said was apparently Team Liquid pays the most out of any team, approximately 3 times as much as the cheapest team.
Oh, wow. okay, geez. Golden Guardians 4th.
Yeah, Golden Guardians is 4th.
CLG 5th.
CLG is 7th.
I'm forgetting. Oh, you
the
just
last
tell me
teams
the
are Clutch, Optic, and FlyQuest.
Okay, FlyQuest has got to be 5th then.
Yep, 5th.
Clutch has got to be
6th and 9th left. You have
6th and 9th. I can't remember. Optic 6th, Clutch 9th?
You got it. There you go.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so... Huh. It's kind of interesting though. And someone in the comment section, they put together like a estimate based on like average player salary combined with like estimates of like saying, mm-hmm. Team Liquid makes 3 times as much as the cheapest team, which they can figure out is whatever team. And they came up with salary estimates, which might be wrong, but it's pretty cool. And like they did it by number of LCS wins and it fell perfectly into line.
Ooh.
So they estimate that, at the very top, the high salary teams are, I'll go by highest salary.
Okay. For players or teams?
For teams. Okay. So Team Liquid is 2.75 million.
Okay.
Number two, this is the next closest. There's three teams tied for this, which is Cloud9, TSM, and 100 Thieves at 1.7 million.
Oh, one of these things is not like the
That's
other.
A million less.
Oh, boy.
And then it goes FlyQuest at 1.6,
mm-hmm.
And then Golden Guardians and Clutch at 1.5, and then CLG at 1.3. They're the second cheapest team in the league behind Fox, which is 1.2.
A full 50% less than Team Liquid.
Yeah, that's insane, isn't it?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, and sorry, Optic's the only other one, which is 1.25 million, yeah. So that's wow. Team Liquid pays their player. I mean, they're paying Impact reportedly $1 million a year,
mm-hmm.
right?
They've got to be paying double if like pretty close to that too.
Yeah, and they fucking snipe Jensen too. Like,
yeah.
And they just picked up a world champion, Core JJ. Like, they're paying everyone a lot of money.
Yeah. Is Jensen though, like, Jensen's the weakest link on that team, right? Which is wild that we're saying it.
Yeah, probably.
Like... Fuck.
He's definitely the least consistent, right? Like, I think Xsmithy mm-hmm. probably has lower lows than Jensen does, but I think Xsmithy's way more consistent.
Oh, absolutely. Xsmithy has, like, 2 bad games a split, and then, like, maybe another 2 in playoffs.
Yeah.
But pretty solid, yeah.
I just thought that was a really, really interesting thing that only someone like Travis would know the insides of. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was a really respectable way of doing it without saying, like, here's the team's, like, salaries.
Yeah, because that's kind of, like... That's kind of fucked.
I feel like that's a super good way to do it, though.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I'm sure he of all people is like in with every single Oregon. They were cool with it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's really fun. Cool. Hey, let's get into mail fight. We got three emails this week. Aiden, you're going to have to read one of these.
Am I? Okay.
Yeah, I put the smallest one in the middle, so.
Hell yeah.
First up is, Victor. And he said, hi, LeeCast. So I was thinking about how to make Valia champion again. And I thought the next rework is probably very broken. But hey, it looks fun. So he took his own shot at reworking Volibear. Says his passive is Frenzy. When Volley drops below 30% health, he gains 150 attack speed and 10% Omni Vamp with a cooldown of 2 minutes. It's pretty sick. His Q is Electro Static Charge. He envelops himself in electrostatic energy, making him immune to any mobility affecting skill, which is positive or negative. And charges with extra move speed. During the charge, any projectile that passes around him gets redirected to his body and reduced by a flat percentage. When he collides with another champion, he releases the charge, dealing a portion of the absorbed damage as magic damage and flipping the enemy champion.
That's pretty cool.
I actually really like that ability a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
His W is Thunder Maul. He mauls an enemy champion, locking a portion of their current HP for 5 seconds. If the rest of the HP of the enemy champion drops, the locked HP immediately drops to zero, killing the champion. if the HP is doubled, healing the champion. That is fucking wild.
That's a pretty cool ability. Yeah.
You just bite someone, 30% of your health is gone. Good luck.
Holy fuck.
Wow. Also, 5 seconds is way too long.
Yeah.
His E is Roar of the Thunder King. He roars, shocking enemy champions in a radius around him and dealing magic damage. Champions that are shocked have their ultimates locked for 5 seconds. If the champion uses its ultimate in this period, the cooldown for the next use is doubled. Normal abilities are locked in a 2 second cooldown with the same effect. Oh my
god. You know, if that was an ultimate, I would be like, sure.
That's still way too strong for an ultimate. Holy. I like it, though. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like
it. And his ultimate is Fury of the Thunder God, and we can only guess how strong it is. Volibear calls forth lightning from the sky that strikes 1 per second for every unit in a radius around Volibear. It happens for 4 seconds, dealing magic damage and slowing enemy units by 30%. That's kind of just okay. It's like a worse cannon ulti.
Yes, it's more like a Gangplank ulti, kind of.
Yeah. It is like a Gangplank. It almost feels like you got to the ultimate, you were just like, fuck, I'm out of ideas, guys. Fucking I don't know thunder. What to do. Yeah, but that's sick. This champion would be so fun to play. Like, busted on every single ability, but...
I was going to say, I'm like, why don't they have a character that can silence ultimates? Then I'm like, that's just silences. They should have like an AoE silence character, though.
Like Silencer?
Kind of, yeah. I think I'd be like, really cool.
We've talked about it before, but his ulti removes, like, your game just gets muted for a couple seconds.
That's so cool. It's
so sick. So sick. That's a really good idea, Victor. I like a lot of the ideas, maybe not on the same champion. But yeah. Certainly, like, they have a place in League. Thanks, Victor.
Do you think that Riot ever that ever happens, right? Where they like trying to design a character and they come up with like 8 good abilities and they're like, fuck, we can only put one of these on a character though, or else they're 1 overloaded.
1,000,000,000%. I'm sure that happens every single champion cycle.
I wonder if they have like a notepad or like a document with like a bunch of like abilities that are like not being used.
Like a single Google Doc that every single like character design has access to, and it's just 64 pages of like single spaced ability ideas.
Yeah, they have to have it somewhere, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. This email is from Touch Amy Spaghetti.
Touch of my spaghetti.
Oh, okay.
It does say Amy, but Touch of my spaghetti.
Yeah, I get it. Hey guys, it's Touch Amy Spaghetti. I wanted to ask, if you guys had to pick a team comp based around a skin line, which one do you think is strongest? Thanks again. Touch Amy Spaghetti.
Is there a way to sort by skin line?
There is. Yeah, I'm logging onto the client because of that. Because
that's what we're going to have to do.
The reality is it's going to be pull party because there's the most skins for that. And therefore, you can create the most comps out of it.
True.
Ooh. That's such a...
alternate SKT. Oh.
That's fair. There's 15 or 16, 17 skins.
They got a lot of skins.
Yeah. So it's under skins, and then...
Oh, and then you just search by, like, pool party, right?
Set. There's, like, a set thing under the first tab.
Is there?
So Snowdown Showdown has 19 skins in it. See?
Wait. Oh, in collection, right?
Yeah, in collection, yeah.
Gotcha. I was in the store.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
they
yeah.
want me to have, right where they want me to be. Snowdown Showdown would be pretty good.
Ooh, Blood Moon's pretty sick too. There's a lot of Blood Moon skins. They're all like, I don't know.
These are some solid ones.
There's like a lot of, they have a lot of skins in this game. Ooh, High Noon. I'm going to make a High Noon comp right now. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
Alistar support. Oh, we're going to go Thresh support. Fuck. I'm going to be full AD if I do this comp, actually. No. Cassiopeia mid. Alistar support. I have to go Lucian, right? Over Jhin?
Yeah, Lucian. I mean, it's interchangeable.
Yeah. I even have options here. And then I have Skarner jungle. And then, fuck, then I don't have AP top. There's not enough AP characters in that. I'd have to play, like, Fiddle top or something.
Yeah.
Damn.
You go Cassiopeia top TF mid?
Yeah, it feels pretty weak, actually.
I'm going to say Project, dude.
Oh, there's a lot of good Project skins, too.
Like, all right, top lane, probably Fiora.
Mm-hmm.
Mid lane, you got Zed, you got Yasuo, you got Katarina, you got some Echo. There's some choices there. Jungle, I guess, is weak. You got to go Vi, or I guess Vi's strong right now. She's not strong. Vi's pretty okay right now. And then bot lane, you go fucking Leona Lucian.
Yeah, that's fair.
Seems pretty strong. Honestly, like, a lot of these are super good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do Star Guardians, actually.
True.
I think that's fair, because then I can play Ezreal, Janna bottom, Syndra mid. Fuck, is there a jungler for that, though? There's not a jungler for that line. Poppy jungle, I guess.
Ooh, that feels bad.
That's pretty weak. Yeah. Fuck, feels dude. Bad. My comps get, like, screwed by one every single time. Yeah. This is kind of interesting, though.
This is...
Lunar Revel.
Okay.
So under the skin line, we have Azir mid, Vi jungle, Riven top. Fuck, there's no AD carry. Every single time! Dude, Bilgewater. Okay, we got this one. This one's fine. Bilgewater, okay?
Okay.
Misfortune 80 carry. No, it's not Misfortune. That's Diana. Fuck. Tristana 80 carry. No, or Misfortune, right? Captain Misfortune is the skin.
Okay. Yeah.
Gangplank top.
Mm-hmm.
No, Gangplank mid. Aatrox top. No, Vladimir mid with the Dark Water skin.
Okay.
Who am I missing? Support? I'm just missing support, I think.
I think so.
Fuck. There's no supports. This is actually ridiculous. Oh, what about the day job skin line? This is called day job.
Yeah, I was just looking at that one. That's wild.
That one's pretty good. Crazy. Draven, Janna bottom 100% of the time, right? Mm-hmm. And then you go probably LeBlanc mid. I feel like LeBlanc's your best. Okay. Bit. And then Trundle jungle, then Jax top.
Easily the most solid Darkstar.
Is Darkstar really good?
You got four, like, easy champs. Orianna, Varus, Thresh, Cho'Gath, right?
Yeah.
And that's everything except jungle. And then your two jungle champ choices are Jarvan and Kha'Zix.
Okay, yeah, that's probably the best one.
That's got to be the most solid, right?
That's really solid.
Yeah. Well, you're so well balanced. I think that's my vote.
Yeah. I'll double down on that one. That's really good.
Official League cast.
Darkstar. And it's a small pool, too. It's not like it's a pool of, like, 20.
Yeah, so you master that one champ, and then you just go for it.
Like, if you look at Pool Party, which I think is, like, a bit of a cop-out, it's, like, there's, like, 17. Eight mids. Like, there's, like, three AD carries. There's, like, four supports. Like, that's probably the easiest one to make, like, a cop-out, but it's, like, a ton of skins.
Yeah.
Cool. That was a good question. Thank you.
That was a really good question.
Amy Spaghetti.
Mrs. Forget, please. Last email is from Leonardo, and he says, "What's up, bro-nados? How do you guys feel about muting toxic teammates / being reported? I find myself losing at least 1 out of 5 games due to excessive typing and arguing with team members who are helplessly angry at life looking for someone to abuse. Do you guys try to defend yourself in chat, or do you just ignore it? My worry is when people say, report so-and-so in all chat, and if I type nothing to dispute it, then that won't increase my chance of being punished if they report. Then won't it increase my chance of being punished if they report? Thanks, Leonardo. I think, first things first, the number of reports in a game doesn't matter, allegedly. I'm not, like,
it does for the auto
sure.
flag system, but not
for the auto flag. Okay, okay.
Yeah, not for,
but
like,
not for, like, personal review. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they report
an auto flag
for,
only
like,
pulls you for, like, actually, like, intentionally cursing. Feeding or yeah. AFKing or stuff like that.
Yeah, so even then I feel like it's not even, like, a report thing that's going to, like, the system is going to flag you. The reports probably help a little bit.
Yeah.
But, and then, honestly, you should lose 0 games to, like, typing to teammates. Mm-hmm. If it's becoming a problem, mute. Like, that's honestly not an excuse. I mean, your win rate's got to be pretty high if you're climbing and also flaming your teammates the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's like, I understand the frustration. I, during this past week, definitely probably said some things that were a little too mean. Nothing like that breaks the code, but like, hey, you suck too. stuff like that. That's like a little beyond friendly bans, I suppose. But like, hey, dude. Just mute them.
Yeah, it's a game. You should never, like, actually be upset playing it sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And if you are, then, like, stop playing.
In general, like, in a perfect world, you should be able to just, like, mute someone. As soon as they type something negative, you should be able to mute them. And, like, it will lower your chance in the fact that you can't listen to their calls. But if they're just, like, flaming, then you shouldn't listen to their calls anyway sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and
yeah,
I feel like leaving pings unmuted is enough for those calls.
Like, yeah, sorry. So it's super, super easy just to, like, report, like, mute someone as soon as they're, like, kind of being angry. Or there's just mm-hmm. games you go into that you know someone's going to be angry. I had a game today on my main where we won, but as soon as we got into champion select, our support picked Jonna, and our team was like, fucking E-girl, god damn it, we're going to lose the game. Hey, Jonna, your only goal this game is to not go 0-3 in lane, you dumb mm-hmm. bitch sort of thing. Like... like, it's like, and so I, like, everyone just immediately starts arguing in champion select, and then when we got in the game, our John just muted, like, our AD carry right away, and we won the game, right? Like,
yeah.
Just no
of
reason
course you
to,
won the game.
Of course, yeah, they actually hard carried bottom, too.
Yeah,
it's funny,
works.
It's also funny, because, like, the AD carry did say, your only goal is to not go 0-3 in lane, and John ended the game 0-3, which was a little bit funny, but, oh well, it's like, just mute people who are toxic, no reason to get triggered over it.
Mm-hmm. That being said, if someone with a lower rank flames you, you should be able to fucking obliterate them.
It is always funny. They hit you with the, I don't even play that much. And then they have more games than you. And they go, I don't even try.
Yeah, your fucking 48% win rate reflects that, bud.
My favorite thing is when someone's like, oh, this isn't even my main account. And they have, like, 900 games on it. You're like, what the fuck, dude?
It's like, all right, you're playing 900 games of the same champion. Yeah, it's not your main. All right, that's cool.
Yeah. Ugh.
Oh, boy. Like, I think my first game this season was fucking AP Sion, like, on my Smurf.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, just mute. It's there. Keep their pings unmuted, unless they mm-hmm. keep pinging you, in which case, mute them too. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But hey, that's it. Thanks for listening. That'll do it for this episode of LeagueCast. You can check out our Twitter at LeagueCast and at LeagueCastFrost. Our Facebook is LeagueCast. Come talk to us on TeamSpeak or Discord. TeamSpeak is ts.leaguecastpodcast.com. And you can get the Discord information by sending us an email to mail@leaguecastpodcast.com. You can also send your roundtable answers there. twitch.tv/bluebasket and /kinglardout. Are where we stream occasionally. And patreon.com/leaguecast is where you can go to support us financially. And that'll do it for this episode of LeagueCast. We'll see you next week for episode 382. Goodbye.
Bye.